When Eric Rivas arrived in the U.S. last week, he had one thing on his mind.
Comida.
That's Spanish for the food. Food is often considered a gateway into different cultures. The 15-year-old is one of six students visiting the U.S. for the first time, and community programs manager for the Children's Museum, Kimberly Bracken, says learning to communicate has been somehow simple, yet challenging.
When you have a language barrier, your goal together is connection. And you're just trying to look for the most common familiar denominator that you can make a connection and feel familiar with each other on. And there's something that creates a lot of peace in that interaction.
The students had been chatting since last summer using tools such as Skype to prepare for their visits. Their Pittsburgh counterparts traveled to Ecuador last month. Perry High School junior Tyree Brewer says she enjoyed trying to overcome the language barrier.
Even though we didn't know each other, we actually took the time out to try to communicate through Skype, and it was really interesting to see, when I first seen that they were trying to speak English, I felt like it was okay for me to try to speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. We were all just trying, so it was really fun.
The Ecuadorian students return home Friday. I'm Michael Lynch, 90.5 WESA News.